What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Ballin' on Films with your host, Daryl Wallace, which is a podcast where I talk about basketball and movies. I got a lot to talk to y'all about, so we're just going to jump right into it. First up, we're going to talk about Philadelphia 76ers. They're interested in adding Wesley Matthews from Dallas. Well, he used to play for Dallas, and then he got traded to New York with the Smith Jr. deal. And 76ers are looking for a shooting guard, backup, Jimmy Butler, potentially in that sense. Maybe he come off the bench, he may start, who knows. But how you guys feel about Wesley Matthews joining Philadelphia 76ers? I think it'd be a good look. Their bench is pretty decent so far, so I think that'd be a good look, in my opinion. Next up, we got the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks, everybody know, has money since they made the deal with Dennis Smith Jr. and company going over there. They also have enough cap space to sign Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving next year if they want to. They keep DeAndre Jordan. They're trying to use DeAndre Jordan as bait to lure Kevin Durant over there. So I'm not sure what the history is them too, but I'm not sure. But it seems like they have a strategic plan in motion, trying to work it out. Next up, LaVar Ball. LaVar Ball says that he wants his son, Lonzo Ball, said if he gets traded, he wants him to go to Phoenix. So he said he thinks that's a good fit for him. My personal opinion, I felt like since Lonzo Ball been there, we don't really hear too much about him anymore, as far as making rants about him. I felt like LaVar Ball put a lot of pressure on his son and just not let him do his own thing. You know, he's constantly doing it. Now he's saying that, yeah, he think it'd be a good fit for him. And how you know that's what Lonzo Ball wants? You know, it's like, let the man be a man. Let him go ahead and make his own decisions. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that. That's the trade. Lonzo Ball going to Phoenix, that'll be the trade that involves, if you haven't known by now, like I told you, it was going to happen. Anthony Davis. You guys remember the last podcast I was telling you about how the Lakers couldn't put together another trade offer for the New Orleans Pelicans for Anthony Davis since the old one didn't work. So they putting together a new trade that involves a few future draft picks and a couple of young guys that they already have, but so far the New Orleans has yet to respond, so everybody's still up in there on that. But I believe a move will be done is by Thursday, maybe before Thursday next week. So we'll look and see how that plays out. And next up, Luke Walton, Coach Luke Walton of the Lakers. He's beginning to heat an altercation with some of the veterans there, targeting basically Michael Beasley and JaVale McGee. They played a game a few nights back, and they lost, and he blames them too for the loss, saying that the one-on-one type of play caused the Lakers to lose the game, and which causes Michael Beasley and JaVale McGee to have some choice words for Luke Walton, you know. And where it is, the veterans there, they're mad because they're mad basically because Luke Walton inconsistent. He's inconsistent with his rotations this season, playing the veterans. So they displayed their piece, but I guess being on the course, I'm feeling like, hey, I'm gonna play how I want to play while I'm out here, because I don't know if I'll play again. You know, so that's kind of rough situation for Luke Walton. Everybody's saying he's a he doesn't have a consistent rotation, so that's a big thing. Hopefully it all work itself out, but well, maybe they're just putting up with it until they see what's up with Anthony Davis. I don't know, but there's definitely some drama going on in Lakerville. Next up, you got Michael Conley, right? Everybody knows Michael Conley. He plays for the Memphis Grizzlies, the point guard. Michael Conley just participated in the skills challenge for the All-Star game, which is about a week away. So he'll be participating. And also, the Utah Jazz are looking into trading for him. So, or signing him. You know, how do you guys feel about that, Michael Conley playing for Utah Jazz? I think it's a good look. Playing alongside Donovan Mitchell. They have a good veteran point guard there. There would definitely be a team to watch if he goes over there. They're definitely going to make some noise. They're definitely going to the playoffs, I feel. Don't know what place they'll land in, but I believe they're going. Also, speaking of the All-Star game, the All-Star game reserves have just been announced. And the reserves are, for the East, you have Victor Oladipo, but he's been injured, so I don't know if they're going to have a replacement for him or not. I'm not sure. Then you have Kyle Lowry from Toronto. You have Blake Griffin from Detroit. Chris Middleton from Milwaukee. Ben Simmons from Philadelphia. Bradley Beal from Washington. And Nikola Vucevic from Orlando. And for the West, you have Russell Westbrook from OKC. Oklahoma City Thunder. You have Anthony Davis from New Orleans Pelicans. You have Nikola Jokic from Denver Nuggets. You have Damian Lillard from Portland Trailblazers. You have Klay Thompson from Golden State Warriors. You have LaMarcus Aldridge from San Antonio Spurs. And Karl-Anthony Towns from Minnesota Timberwolves. So that's that. Those are the reserves that have been announced. We're still waiting to see what kind of, who's going to participate in the dunk contest, which is, they still have time to get some people to participate in it. It's a name thrown out there, but they're not for certain, so we're just going to wait before I mention those to see what exactly what and who's going to exactly participate. So, with that being said, the All-Star game is on February 16th. It's All-Star weekend, so it's right around the corner. So, stay tuned for movie news next. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. Darrell Wallace, Ballin' on Films. Talk about basketball and movies in this podcast. And now we're going to talk about movies. For you Sylvester Stallone fans, Die Hard fans, just a fan of the Rambo and the Rockies or whatever, he officially retired of being of portraying the character Rocky. So he's no longer doing Rocky anymore. So at the age of 72, he finally steps down from doing Rocky. And also Rambo. This is supposed to be the last Rambo. Titled Rambo 5, Last Blood, which should be out later on this year. For those who don't know what the plot is for Rambo, seems to be pretty good. It's about a troubled Vietnam vet, as y'all know, battling PTSD, If you guys followed the last Rambo, Rambo 4, at the end, he found his way to Arizona. And you see him walking down the path going to a house on the ranch. So this kind of takes place a little later on. But he's still staying at that ranch. And he's picking up work wherever he can. So the plot basically is a longtime friend, a friend of the family, a friend of the family named Maria, which is played by Adriana Barraza, tells Rambo that her granddaughter has gone missing after heading to Mexico for a party. She's gone missing, and so the grandmother and Rambo pretty much go on a journey to find the granddaughter. So what ends up happening, he ends up facing the deadly Mexican cartel. So seems to be pretty good. The cartel, the leader name is Hugo Martinez, was played by actor Sergio Perez Mancheta. Yeah, so the plot seems pretty good. For those who follow Rambo, who's a diehard fan, I'm actually a diehard fan of Rambo. This is going to be a good movie with a twist with the drug cartel involved. Normally, it's based around some type of jungle adventure with him camouflaging himself and killing off enemies. This is going to be different. I was under the impression it might be one of them cowboy movies, but I was hoping not. I'm not a big cowboy fan, but I support it because I'm a Sylvester Stallone fan. Word is that this might be his last, or will be his last time playing Rambo. He's working on escape plan movies and things of that nature, so he's not done doing movies for good, so that's a good thing. He prepared a lot for this movie, trained hard. At the age of 72, that's just work ethic is unbelievable, man. So, shout out to Sylvester Stallone. Looking forward to seeing that. If you guys look forward to seeing that, drop a line. Let me know what your best lines are from what movie, if you're in the Rambo. And let me know. And next up, The Rock. Dwayne Johnson said he is not in Fast and Furious 9. But he didn't rule out a return later on down the road. He said because Hobbs and Don have unfinished business. So he just won't be in this one, but he'll probably be in the last, in the other ones. Maybe 10 or 11 or something. And next up after that, we have, if you guys seen the Super Bowl Sunday, I'm quite sure you guys seen the trailer for the Avengers movie. I'm so pumped, but I'm being cool because it ain't time yet, but the closer it gets to that date, I'm getting so pumped. I'm a big Marvel fan, so when I seen that preview, I was like, oh man, I just know something big about to happen, whatnot. So I don't want to read any news or anything else about it until I see the movie. Sometimes you go on certain websites or come across your feed on your phone that some websites they like to spoil and let you know about certain actions that are going to take place in the movie. I don't like that. It takes the thrill out of it for me. So that's my personal opinion. I pretty much don't like that. Anyway, moving on. Last but not least, Chris Tucker is confirming that him and Jackie Chan will do a Rush Hour 4. is going to happen. They're going over the script, revising it, making sure if that's what they, is that what the movie's going to be about. So that right now the script is in progress. So look forward to that. So that being said, that is all the news that I have for the movie news. Take care. God bless. And good night.